JFM's Fergal Darcy.
I am here with Hermitage Green. Gentlemen, it is good to see you. How are you keeping?
Flying it, Ferg. Great to see you too, man.
Brand new single is out at the moment. It's called Aftergo. Beautiful single. It was released on the 6th of March. And it's about the positive effects someone can have on your life. This is brilliant. You're only half driving two smallies. Griff, you wrote the song. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's... I suppose it relates to anyone that comes into your life and just, as you said, kind of leaves you this positive effect on the whole of your life. And then basically when they leave, you're kind of just left with that effect and it kind of stays with you for a long period of time. That's kind of the essence of what the song is about.
It is a beautiful song. It's deadly. Get out and check it out right now. Let's get down to business. You guys are probably one of the hardest working bands I know. And album coming in 2020.
Yes.
The album is... I can't say that yet. Yeah, the album's coming soon. Don't have the release date, but we recorded in Dublin with Philip McGee. We think it's the best stuff we've ever released. We're really excited about it. We're really proud of it. And I can't tell you when it's coming, but it's coming soon.
There has been, like you guys have been in and out to me for sessions over the years. I have so many fond memories of you guys. Did you know, or were you aware? Like, whatever, you were in doing Quicksand, you were in doing Lion Share. You did that cover of Billie Eilish. I'm going to tell you this stat now. That is one of our highest rated videos on Today FM social media.
Hello.
Wow. Who taught putting a didgeridoo into Billie Eilish?
yeah.
We try and get it into everything, to be fair. I know, I think it's an unbelievable song. It's got a cool vibe. And I worked with the Didge and the Bowron, and that's kind of our whole thing, you know. It's getting as many of our quirky instruments into a song as possible. Dance, beatbox and harmonica, obviously, and stuff. So yeah, we love it.
That's one of the things that I've picked up on over the past few years, is definitely you've always been multi-instrumentalists, but definitely you have gone into this zone of perfecting it. And like, particularly, we were in Dubai last year, and on the harmonica, you've taken that to a whole new level. Like, god damn, Dan owns the harmonica now. Like, do you know what I mean?
I literally sank the boat.
Yeah. It just takes over. It's mesmerizing, and I never thought somebody could get that from a harmonica, but it is. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess we all have. We're sort of a product of the weird internet generation where you grow up looking at YouTube videos of a cat playing a sitar or a didgeridoo lesson, or so. We all play a couple of instruments, and we listen to a lot of different types of music, which results in, I guess, why we play all these weird things that we do.
Darren, that's interesting with you too as well, because you've definitely been diving more into synths and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I love kind of house electronic music as well, and being able to play with the sound as you're making it, is that's kind of opened up a whole new world for me, so it's great. And the keyboard has loads of flashy buttons on it, and I love that.
It's great to see you guys. You're going to be live at the Docklands on June the 6th. I want to talk for a minute about Heaven, because it was in around this time last year Heaven came out, but there's an interesting story behind that. You were living with a Buddhist from Japan.
Yeah.
And that's where that came from. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the song was kind of written about that, but I'm just, as you said it there, I'm thinking, because I was looking at these Saudi Arabian businessmen and they were kissing each other in cheek when they'd meet. And I was thinking it's ironic because Saudi Arabia is quite a conservative country, but when they kiss each other in the cheek, it's nothing to do with sexuality, it's just a social construct. So from that, we invented a music video where we had a different social construct of shifting each other when you meet, whether it's your brother, your best friend, your bandmate, and such as...
It is well worth checking out that video if you haven't seen that video.
Every time somebody watches that video, we actually feel it and we cringe.
Well, guys, it is a pleasure talking to you. I wish you well. We're going to have you in for a session soon to Today FM. Ladies and gentlemen, Hermitage Green.
Thanks, Ferg.
Fergal Darcy. Weekdays from 2 on Today FM.